KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies. It's a little breezy. 6 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 18. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A man and woman from Montgomery County were arrested last night for harboring a 15-year-old female runaway against the will of the juvenile's parents. Red Oak police say 45-year-old Billy Joe Mifflin and 19-year-old Dakota Lynn Giroux, both of Red Oak, were arrested at around 7 p.m. Tuesday at a residence in the 200 block of East Joy Street. Mifflin and Giroux are being held at the Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond each. An investigation into a theft that took place December 10th at the Casey Store South in Red Oak resulted in the arrest last night of 40-year-old Robert Lee Best of Red Oak. Best was employed at the store when the theft allegedly occurred. He was charged with fifth-degree theft with a loss amounting to less than $200 and brought to Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. A traffic stop early this morning in Fremont County resulted in the arrest of a man from Tennessee on numerous drug and weapons charges, as well as multiple warrants from out of state. Sheriff Kevin Astrup says 27-year-old Jeffrey Sizemore of Millington, Tennessee, was found to be in possession of meth, marijuana, numerous pieces of drug paraphernalia, and dangerous weapons. And a records check revealed he was wanted on numerous warrants. Sizemore was taken into custody without incident and brought to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where he was being held pending an initial court appearance. In other news, the Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones will swear in two law enforcement officers during the city council meeting at City Hall. That begins at 5:30 this evening. Lieutenant Dave Erickson, who officially took over as chief of police January 1st, will take the oath of office. With Erickson's promotion to chief and the resignation of Officer Cody Eccles, the city was down two full-time officers. The first officer to join the city is Cameron Ward, who comes to Atlantic from the Griswold area. Ward will also take the oath of office from Mayor Jones. In other business, the council will hold a public hearing on the development agreement with the Whitney Group, LLC, authorizing an annual appropriation of tax increment payments and pledging certain tax increment revenues to the payment of the agreement. The hearing will be followed by a resolution approving the urban renewal joint agreement with Cass County with regard to a TIF or tax increment financing for the Elite Octane, LLC, ethanol plant project. Afterwards, Susan Fisher with the EPA will update the council on efforts to remove PCE, a chemical found in dry cleaning solvent, contamination that's found in certain areas of the community. And the council will act on a resolution endorsing the use of city funds for matching funds for an Enhanced Iowa Community Attraction and Tourism, or CAT grant. The grant requires matching funds from the city, the amount of $100,000, for an ADA-accessible pier, gravel parking lot, and engineering fees associated with the Schulberg Recreation Area Campground and Bathhouse projects, which will cost an estimated $500,000 altogether. Cass County has already committed $25,000 as its share of the match. If approved, the Enhanced Iowa CAT grant would cover $175,000 in cost for the bathhouse to be located adjacent to the campgrounds. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Seth Stashelm reports the ice rink at Sunnyside Park is now officially open. The rink opened at 5 p.m. Tuesday and will be open to the general public, skaters and non-skaters alike, from 6 a.m. until 10 p.m. Monday through Thursdays and 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday through Sundays. There are available benches and picnic tables available to relax, and an outdoor patio heater is available to warm up a bit. The ice rinks will have rules, hours, and information posted at the site. In the funeral announcements, Alma Wilwerding, age 76, of Papillion, Nebraska, died Saturday in Papillion. A massive Christian burial for Alma Wilwerding will be today at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Lewis Chapman, age 91, of Wyota, died December 26th. Funeral services for Lewis Chapman will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Timothy Heilig, age 69, of Avoca, died Saturday. Funeral services for Timothy Heilig will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Helen Peterson, age 95, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Casey, died Sunday. A funeral service for Helen Peterson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Wayne Butler, age 99, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Wayne Butler will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Shirley McCollum, age 90, of Manning, died Monday. Funeral services for Shirley McCollum will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Lauren Scholl, age 75, of Anita, died December 29th in Des Moines. Memorial services for Lauren Scholl will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Deacon Gene Krozik, age 83, of Greenfield, died Monday. A mass of Christian burial for Deacon Gene Krozik will be held Friday at 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Mildred Wedham, age 89, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Memorial services for Mildred Wedham will be Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Helen Van Asselt, age 94, of Manila and formerly of Irwin, died Monday. Funeral services for Helen Van Asselt will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at the Irwin United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Kent Muller, age 74, of Griswold, died Saturday at CCMH. Memorial service for Kent Muller will be this Friday at 4 o'clock at the Atlantic United Methodist Church. Regan Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Lorraine Gentry, age 101, of Corning, died Saturday at Corning Specialty Care. Funeral services for Lorraine Gentry will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Redeemer Lutheran Church in Corning. Pearson Family Funeral Service of Corning has the arrangements. Charlotte Shepherd, age 81, of Walnut, died Thursday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Charlotte Shepherd will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. And Clara Carney, age 86, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died Monday. Funeral services for Clara Carney will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland Christian Church. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.